欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike， 杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么呢？
没问题，今天我们要去 eBay 上卖个东西。
First, you have to create an account. Then you will have to write a description of the item and upload some pictures.
看看怎么解决信用卡的巨额欠费。
Your bank should be willing to reduce your debt if you can work out a repayment schedule.
还要告诉你怎么说，难以想象。
I was a huge fan of eBay when I was in college. Sometimes, I would skip class just to make sure I won an auction I had bid on.
Yep. I think internet is the second best invention in the whole world.
What's the best one?
Duh, it's glasses, of course. 我这个瞎子要是没有眼镜我不就完了。好了好了，我们言归正传，赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Unthinkable. Unthinkable is spelled U-N-T-H-I-N-K-A-B-L-E. Unthinkable.
Unthinkable 意思是无法想象的。
U.S. companies are preparing for the once unthinkable, that Greece might leave the Eurozone.
美国公司为希腊可能离开欧元区做准备，这本来是无法想象的事情。美式足球 NFL 的很多后卫球员一贯以大块头著称，然而如今体重对身体的压力让很多球员难以承受。
Many supersized NFL players are now doing the unthinkable. They are on a diet.
很多大块头的 NFL 球员如今开始控制饮食，这在以前本来是无法想象的。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Unthinkable, unthinkable, unthinkable.
Speaking of unthinkable, the first thing that popped into my head is the Gundam style. Who would ever think that it could be so popular?
I know. When I first heard it, I know. When I first heard it, it was unthinkable that it would become so popular across the globe.
对啊，我还听说有人的婚礼就用 Gundam style 来做里面的舞曲。这太搞笑了吧。They might think it's funny now, but what about in 20 years?They're going to think they were crazy.
Yep. Did you see that we even have a Gangnam-style burrito in our cafeteria?
Yep.
But as with all pop music, I think this will gradually fizzle out.
Yep, I guess that's true for all pop music. 不过你刚才提到了一个很好的词儿 fizzle out. 咱们现在就来学学这个习惯用语的用法吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第986讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
我侄女最近说想当律师，我问她为什么想当律师的时候，她说这样她就能挣大把钞票，住豪华公寓，去高级餐厅，而且啊还能环游世界。他没有意识到作为律师在职业生涯初期的工作时间有多长，他们又得为了工作牺牲多少个人生活。我想他如果知道了他想成为律师的兴趣，可能就可以用下面的这个词来形容
Fizzle out. Fizzle is spelled F-I-Z-Z-L-E. Fizzle. Fizzle out.
Fizzle 这个词本身的意思是失败，而 fizzle out作为一个词组，意思是归于失败，渐渐消失。有一项调查显示，很多法学院的学生都是这样。
Once they discover how consuming that profession is, their enthusiasm seems to fizzle out.
当他们了解到律师行业有多忙之后，他们此前的热情就会渐渐褪去。在下面的例子里，我们要来听听一对情侣 Chris 和 Sandy 的故事。
Chris and Sandy started dating months ago.All of our friends thought they made a great couple. Soon, they moved in together, and there was talks about them getting married. What Chris hadn't realized was that Sandy had an uncontrollable temper. Soon, their relationship fizzled out. We were sad to learn that another promising love affair came to an end.
这段话是说，几个月前 Chris 和 Sandy 开始约会，朋友们都认为他们很合适，没过多久，他们就搬到一起住了。还有人听说他们快要结婚了。Chris 不知道的是 ,Sandy 脾气很不好，后来他们的感情就慢慢淡薄了。我们很失望地看到 本来特别有希望的一对情侣并没有走到一块儿。
结婚前发现不合适，总比结了婚再离婚好吧。我有一个朋友就是这样，他经常在网络上认识人，聊天交友，可是真见了面，总发现那个人根本就不是网上说的那么回事儿。
The dates often fizzle out, and my friend goes home depressed.
约会经常不了了之，我朋友还特郁闷。所以说啊，寻找另一半得靠运气。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Chris and Sandy started dating months ago. All of our friends thought they made a great couple. Soon, they moved in together, and there was talk about them getting married. What Chris hadn't realized was that Sandy had an uncontrollable temper. Soon, their relationship fizzled out. We were sad to learn that another promising love affair came to an end.
在美国，经常有组织马拉松或是各种比赛来为抗击癌症募捐的活动。在下面的例子里，一个竞赛组织团队的资金慢慢枯竭了，这是为什么呢？咱们一起来听一听。
Hundreds of races take place every year to raise money to fight lung cancer. But one organization has been having trouble getting contributions. That's because its president was recently caught stealing and then lying about it. No wonder funding is fizzling out.
这段话是说，每年都会有几百个竞赛项目为抗击肺癌筹集资金，但是其中一个组织今年募集的资金特别少。结果有人发现这个组织的主席挪用公款，而且还撒谎，难怪他们筹集的资金越来越少。
基金的经营出现问题后，一旦主要支持者退出，其他人就会跟着退出。这就好像去参加一个派对，一旦有人开始离开，慢慢大家就会接二连三地跟着回家。
The party begins to fizzle out.
派对就会慢慢结束。好的，言归正传，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Hundreds of races take place every year to raise money to fight lung cancer. But one organization has been having trouble getting contributions. That's because its president was recently caught stealing and then lying about it. No wonder funding is fizzling out.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 fizzle out， 意思是归于失败，渐渐消失。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。So Mike， 节目刚开始的时候你说大学的时候成天在 eBay 上买东西，那你都买了什么嘛？
I bought everything there. Books, my iPod,Clothes, computers, I even got my Jeep from eBay.
啊，在网上买吉普车？你也太牛了吧。
It's actually really convenient. I just saw an ad and went to see the Jeep. And well, it was love at first sight. But then eBay started to fizzle out. And now Amazon and Craigslist have basically replaced it.
原来是这样。不过呢，网上购物现在是越来越方便，大家也经常在网上卖自己不要的东西。在今天的美语三级跳里，我们就要跟着 Chloe 一块儿来在网上贴广告，我们赶快来听听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电脑单元的终极课程。 Chloe 家里有很多用不着的东西，她想上网把它们卖了。上一次他的电脑上不了网，东西没卖成，现在啊网修好了， Chloe 的朋友 Matt 过来帮他在网上发帖子卖货。
That's right, Winnie. Let's hope Matt is more helpful selling things than he was fixing the internet.
Chloe, you are really lucky that I am here to help you sell this stuff online. I am an expert at this.
Well, you also said you were an expert at fixing my computer, but you couldn't do that at all
Believe me, this time I mean it. I am going to help you sell your things for a lot of money.
I guess I have to trust you. I've never posted an advertisement on the internet before. What should we do first?
Ah, Matt, 又来了，说自己啊是上网卖东西的行家，他呀一定又在吹牛。哎，对了 ,Professor, Chloe 说他想在网上 post 一则广告。Post 这个词在这里是登的意思吧？
That's right.You can also post pictures on a website, or post comments on a blog.
在网上登广告、发照片、写评论都可以说 post.
The first thing we have to do is decide where we want to post the ad. Do you want to auction it on eBay?
Yeah, that sounds good. How do I do that?
Well, first you have to create an account. Then you will have to write a description of the item and upload some pictures. What are you selling?
I'm selling my bike. I don't ride it very often anymore, but it's still in good condition.
Professor Bowman, auction, A-U-C-T-I-O-N, 是拍卖的意思吗?
That's exactly right, Winnie. What does Matt say Chloe has to do to auction her bike online?
他说 Chloe 可以去拍卖网站 eBay, 先注册一个账号 account, 然后呢就可以卖他的自行车了。
Winnie, you can also create other kinds of accounts on the internet, such as an email account.Matt also says Chloe needs to upload some pictures. Do you know what that means?
这个我知道。Upload, 上传,跟 download, 下载,正好是相反。卖东西啊,当然最好有照片,所以呢,要 upload some pictures, 上传一些照片。
You know what else you can do? You can post a link to the bike company's website so that people can find more information about it.
That's a great idea, but how much do you think I should sell it for?
We can search the advertisements for other bicycles on eBay and see what the asking price is.
Hey, great idea! You know, Matt, you're a lot better at selling things online than you are at fixing computers.
So, Winnie, what does Matt say Chloe should post on her advertisement?
Matt 说Chloe 应该在广告里放个 link, 链接,接到自行车厂家的网站,这样呢,感兴趣的买主就能更多的了解这辆车的情况了。
Right. You can also use the word link as a verb too. For example, you can link from one page to the next by clicking on the link.
Oh, link 还可以当动词用。诶,对了 ,Professor, 什么是 asking price?
It's the original price you ask for before you start negotiating.
Oh, asking price 就是卖家开出的要价。
Well, it looks like we are finished posting the ad. Do you think I will get any responses?
Maybe. It would also be a good idea to post a link to your ad on your personal webpage.
Oh yeah, I've got a MyFace page. Maybe some of my friends would want to buy my bike.
Well, post the link and see what happens. MyFace gets a lot of traffic.
Professor, Matt 说 MyFace 这个网站 gets a lot of traffic. Traffic 不是指马路上的车吗?
Yes, but you can talk about internet traffic too.
Oh, internet traffic 应该啊就是网站的访问量。哎 ,Professor, Matt 这一次好像没有吹牛哎，他的确帮了 Chloe 不少忙，希望 Chloe 的自行车能够很快的卖出去。
Listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。
原来 Chloe 要卖自己的自行车，她准备先 register for an account on eBay， 注册账号，然后 upload some pictures， 上传一些照片，给出 asking price， 卖家要价，而且呢，还要跟她的个人网站连起来 to attract more traffic， 增加点击量。看来这次 Matt 帮了她蛮多忙的嘛。
Yep, I definitely prefer buying things on eBay or Amazon over shopping in the mall. A?It's more convenient, and B, you can find a better deal on the internet.
对啊，好像很多理财专家都说，其实很多东西都没有必要买新的，二手的跟新的一样好，而且价钱还便宜非常多。
There you go. Shop smart, and you won't be in debt.
Exactly. 在今天的 Business Etiquette 里，负债累累的 Jane 正在请教公司的财务专家 Vincent 和 Anna 怎么摆脱债务，我们一块来听听吧。
礼节美语
Jane 找上司 Vincent
不过可不是为了工作的事儿。
Hi, Vincent. Got a second?
Sure, Jane. Come in. Grab a seat. What's on your mind?
Well, I know this doesn't fall under your responsibilities, but I really need some advice. Do you mind?
No, not at all. Shoot.
Okay, I'll just say it. I'm quite heavily in debt, and I need advice on how to get out of this hole I'm in.
Jane, 问 Vincent 有没有时间。
Got a second?
请别人坐可以说。
Grab a seat.
Vincent 让 Jane...
Shoot. S-H-O-O-T.
Shoot 在这里不是开枪，而是说吧。原来 Jane 是因为债务缠身。
Heavily in debt.
他让 Vincent 帮他出主意。
To get out of this hole.
摆脱困境。
I see. Is this mainly credit card debt?
Yes, but there's a mortgage and car payments as well.
You know what? I'm going to ask Anna Wong to join our conversation. She's our company's financial expert. Anna, would you mind joining me for a second? Thanks.
Oh, I don't want to be a burden.
No, it's really no problem. Millions of people have fallen into debt, and it's great that you are trying to take positive action. Oh, hi, Anna. This is Jane.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Jane.
Jane 不光信用卡欠了很多钱，还有房贷和车贷。Vincent 请公司的财务专家 Anna 来咨询。我们注意听 ，Jane 到底欠了多少钱
？Jane wants advice on how to get out of credit card debt.
Ah, that's a popular problem these days. Can I ask how much you owe?
It's kind of embarrassing, but okay, $25,000.
Jane, I'm going to be blunt.If I were you, I'd cut up all my credit cards today.
All of them?
Well, you might want to keep one for emergencies, but the point is, stop using the cards.
Wow, Jane 一共欠了$25,000. Anna 说
I'm going to be blunt.
我就直话直说吧，要是我今天就把信用卡都剪碎。
The point is, stop using the cards.
关键就是不能再刷卡了。
I never used to pay attention to the fine print, but one day I looked up the details for my bank, and guess what? I discovered I got charged 14% interest.
Yes, you really have to read the fine print. In Jane's case, though, I'd recommend actually canceling the cards.
Can't I get the bank to lower my interest rates?
Sure, but you also want to stop new spending. When you buy something with a credit card, you think you are paying what the price tag says.But really, there are a lot of extras.
消费者一定要注意信用卡的
fine print
合同细则。Vincent 的银行要收他14%的利率。刷卡购物，你以为付的是商品标价
the price tag.
可实际上有很多额外收费
a lot of extras.
那么 Jane 具体该怎么做呢？我们下次继续听。
原来 Jane is heavily in debt, 债务缠身，请 Vincent 和 Anna 帮她出主意 to get out of this hole, 摆脱困境。Anna 说她的建议是把信用卡都剪碎 stop using the cards, 不能再刷卡了。而且用信用卡一定要注意 read the fine print, 阅读合同细则。Jane 的银行就收取她14%的利润 there are a lot of extras, 有很多额外费用。
That's why Warren Buffett said that everyone only needs one credit card. The more credit cards you have, the more you will spend. Sometimes people just lose track of their spending. Then the next thing you know, they're in major debt.
没错，刷信用卡呢，老让人觉得没花钱似的。其实啊，零零碎碎加起来一点也不少。现在就有很多财务顾问建议大家开始使用 cash, 现金。你看我们中国人民多么聪明，一直在使用嘛。
I agree with you on that. On average, Chinese households save around 25% of their salary, while Americans save less than 10%. We need to learn from you guys in that aspect.
不错不错，先给老师端一杯茶来吧。好了，不开玩笑了，我们还是接着来听听 Anna 给了 Jane 什么建议吧。
礼节美语
现向上司 Vincent 和财务专家 Anna 请教如何才能摆脱信用卡债务。 Anna 建议说
You have to freeze everything and reevaluate your position. Figure out exactly, to the dollar, how much you owe and who you owe it to.
How can I get the credit card companies to stop calling me 100 times a day?
Well, they can be quite persistent, can't they?
They need to be convinced that you're serious about getting your finances in order.You will probably need to go down and speak with a bank representative.
Your bank should be willing to reduce your debt if you can work out a repayment schedule.
Anna 建议 Jane,
freeze everything and reevaluate your position.
冻结一切财务活动，对现状重新评估，看自己到底欠谁的钱，欠多少钱。要想让信用卡公司别没完没了地打电话催债。
Stop calling me 100 times a day.
就要让他们相信你真心想把债务付清。
Get the finances in order.
安娜还建议 Jane 去找银行。
Work out a repayment schedule.
就如何分期分批还清债务达成协议。
I think I made a bad decision with my car as well. I chose the 5-year payment plan, but with interest, it's actually much more expensive than the 3-year plan.
It's very important that you do the math before you sign any papers. Can I be blunt with you?
Yes, I can take it.
You can't be financially healthy if you're lazy. Many people make really bad decisions just because they're too lazy to really figure it out.
I'm sure guilty of that.
Yes, I agree. I'm going to start paying better attention.
没错，在任何贷款协议上签字之前，一定要
do the math，
把账算清楚。安娜说，很多人在财务上犯错误，都是因为懒得去算这笔账。Vincent 承认，他就是这样的人。
I am sure guilty of that.
好，我们言归正传。Jane 要还清债务，具体有哪些步骤呢？
So let's see if I can summarize the plan. One.Stop spending. 2. Talk to the banks and work out a deal. And 3. Pay closer attention to the fine print.
That's pretty much it. Becoming a financially healthy person is possible, but it takes exercise.
So basically, my brain needs to go to the gym. Thank you both very much. I appreciate your good counsel.
第一不能再随便花钱。第二，跟银行谈一谈
，work out a deal，
设法达成还钱的协议。第三，以后务必注意财务协议的细则。安娜打比方说，要做一个财务上的健康人是可能的，但是需要练习。Jen也开玩笑说，要让自己的大脑去健身房去锻炼。
See, Mike, you can't be lazy if you want to be financially healthy. You need to be as hardworking as I am. So, before I give you any more important tips, I need a cheesecake and a cup of latte.
Cheesecake? Tell you what, when you get physically fit, I'll stop being lazy with my finances.
Mister, you're in serious trouble.好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
I'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。